everyone, and welcome to Between the Lines. I'm Sean and Bessie, and I'm here with Sarah M. Eden, Esther Hatch, and Tracy Hunter Abramson. And before we get into today's podcast, let me ask, do any of you have any book news that you want to share?
I do. I have my book Unseen, which is my next Guardian book, comes out August 15th. So I think that's about a week from now. So that's my exciting news.
That's very exciting. We have a lot of readers who are doing little happy dances right now. Thank you for sharing that, Tracy. Those of you watching may have noticed that we have a few extra people in our squares today. So let me introduce our special guests. We have Merilee Merrill and Lauren Naylor, who are very well-loved ladies in the writing community. They are bookstagrammers or book influencers, and we've invited them here to join us so they can tell us a little bit about what they do. So thank you so much for being with us, ladies. Maybe we should begin by having you explain exactly what a bookstagrammer or a book influencer does and how you each became one.
Well, a bookstagrammer is simply somebody who loves books and shares about them online on Instagram. So we have an account that's dedicated solely just to sharing books. So we're kind of crazy bookworms, and that is not enough for us just to read. We want to share what we read with the world and what we love. And I got into it. It's kind of a random series of events. My daughter was playing on my phone and she signed me up for a free trial of Kindle Unlimited. And I'd never read an ebook. I didn't know the online community existed at all, but I decided, well, I may as well take advantage of this free trial. So I started binge reading all of these books on Amazon that I couldn't get at my library. And one of the authors had a link at the end of her ebook to her Facebook reader group. I thought, well, that's kind of cool. They have a Facebook reader group. So I joined, and then I thought, well, if she has a reader group, what about all these other authors that I love? And so that led me on a treasure trove. I was like a kid in a candy store, joining all these groups and all these authors. And then I discovered the authors were on Instagram. I discovered bookstagrammers. I think Lauren was one of the first ones I found, and I followed her immediately. And as soon as I realized what Bookstagram was, my first thought was, this is so cool. And then my next thought was, I have to do this. I have to be a part of it.
It's such a fun community to be a part of. I remember, I mean, you've kind of described exactly what a bookstagrammer is. We're just so crazy, and no one in our real lives has this type of intensity that we have. And it's so great to share that joy and that unhinged connection to books with other people who feel the exact same way. And that's why I love it. I've been doing it for about 6 years. I started it back when it was like really popular to do like the clothing blogging. And I was like, I don't really want to talk about clothes. I want to talk about books. So I started, and there wasn't a lot of people who are reading these Regency romances, posting about them. So I kind of felt like a pioneer. I was like, where are my sweet, like historical Regency, you know, romance readers? And they've slowly, now it's blown up. Now it's like a totally different universe, but it's fabulous to be here. And I'm just grateful to be a part of it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you're just amazing. I just can't believe how many books you read. That's what I just, it's just amazing to me.
Yeah. And it completely blows me away. Okay, so there are probably listeners out there who are thinking they are crazy book people too, and they want to do this. So what advice would you give them if they want to become bookstagrammers, or and what do they need to do to become successful at it?
The biggest thing for me is just finding what you love and just leaning into that. So there's a lot of people who would tell you have to read certain things. You have to run your book account a certain way. And I feel like that's when it becomes a chore, it becomes inauthentic. So I'm a person who, I love to read about dragons, and then I like to read about women in corsets. And then I like to read historical fiction and thrillers. And people will be like, well, in order to be successful, you should just read romance, or you should just do this and stick with that, because that's what the people want to see. They want to see consistency. And that's not fun for me. And that's the only way I've been able to do it, is like reading what I love, leaning into that. And then I just take some of my personality, which is weirdness and dancing, and I've added that into my account. And when I do that, then it feels like we're having fun, because we're supposed to be having fun. We're talking about books. We're not like writing a college thesis statement. So
I love it. You know, my best advice is just to get started. There are zero requirements for becoming a bookstagrammer. People ask me all the time, you just have to love reading and love books. And I love what Lauren said about being authentic, because there's pressure on there. Oh, well, she's doing her account this way and they're doing this and they're reading these books and I've got to follow the trend and I've got to do this. But then it just becomes a chore. It's not fun. And so just do what you love. Share the content that represents how you want to share books with the world. For me, that's mostly book photos. I love taking book photos. For some people, it's making collages and aesthetics. And so for some people, it's doing reels. Someday I will get Lauren to teach me how to dance, so I can do some fun dancing reels. But the point is to just be you. Bring your own uniqueness with you to Bookstagram, and you'll enjoy it and you'll make friends.
Exactly.
I love that. And get similar advice that we give to authors. It's to be yourself, be authentic, do what works for you. So I love that. I got to go to an event. At this point, it's been a few months ago, that was specifically for Bookstagrammers to like meet with authors. And that was the thing that I loved about meeting in person Bookstagrammers I knew online, because for the most part, they were very much themselves. Like, you got exactly what you were expecting to get when you met them in person, because they were so authentically who they are, which is fantastic. Since the beginning of forever, word of mouth is what has sold books. And I feel like Bookstagram is sort of the next evolution of that. When you're yourself and say, I'm real, and this is who I am, and you should read this, that means so much to authors. I think I can speak for all four of us when I say, mm-hmm. when Bookstagrammers are willing to talk about our books, that means the world, because it does far more good than we can do. And we love seeing people authentically enjoy our books. So we're a little bit in awe of you guys. So just so you know, I'd like to just put that out there. Which I love it. And I'll have you know, Lauren, I wrote down your quote, we have an unhinged connection to books, because I think I need that on a t-shirt.
So, I love that so much. I feel like I would buy that. So thank you.
Okay. I'm going to make you a t-shirt is what is coming out of this podcast. I love it. So what is something that you guys like really love about being Bookstagrammers? What's a part of it that is maybe a favorite thing for you?
One thing that I always say is that Bookstagram is the place where I came for the books, but I stay for the people. Of course, I love reading books and sharing about books and talking about books. I could do it all day long. But at the end of the day, the thing I love most about Bookstagram is the authors and the readers and the other Bookstagrammers that I've come to know and developed real friendships with. You know, you never think, oh, meeting people online, like, you know, it's kind of frowned upon, but yet the Bookstagram community is so welcoming and supportive and kind, and I have made friendships that will last a long time. I could walk away from Bookstagram tomorrow and I would still be friends with so many people that I have met there.
Yeah, I love that. I feel like it's actually funny, because I feel like my book people kind of understand me better than the people who aren't readers. I just feel like when you read, you just have this deeper connection. And I'm the kind of personality where it's like, if I love something, I'm not going to be chill about it. I'm going to probably blow up my stories, blow up my feed. I'm probably going to dance about it. I'm probably going to scream about it. So like, I just love that unbridled passion. And when you find people who feel that same way, that's the best part about it. And also, I think it's so cool that I've been doing this for a long time. So you start to have access and you can learn about new releases and you learn about these titles and you're able to be that conduit that takes all that information from all those different sources and spreads that out. And I just love being like, oh my gosh, especially when it comes to like indie books too, like there's no other way that like these books are going to be shown necessarily if it's not through social media. And having that power, it's like that, you know, with great power comes great responsibility. We have all that power, and I feel like I have that responsibility to just like fire hose it out into the world. And that's a really cool opportunity. So that's probably one of my favorite things about it.
Love that.
Yeah, I love that too.
Me too. And I feel like as authors, we appreciate it so much.
Oh, like, yeah, so much.
I still remember the first time I kind of formed what authors we call a street team, where gathered people who I think liked my books, who posted about it. And the first time I said, here's like my new cover reveal. And then suddenly it was all over the internet. Or here, you know, like there's just, it's amazing what you guys do to help promote our books. And we are so grateful. It's like having a team for sure, which mm-hmm. is normally, mm-hmm. I feel like in years past, like you said, like maybe big publishers had teams promoting books that you felt like, oh, this is a lot of people's job to get this out in the world. But I feel like smaller publishers and indie authors don't have that. And so not as much. And so feeling like you have maybe, I mean, I started with 20 people. Now I have over 100, but like people that are just there to help promote your book is so amazing. And one of the great things Bookstagrams do as authors or for authors, they're not doing it for authors. That is the wrong way to say it. But one of the great things they do is write reviews, which is helpful to get the word out for books too. So blasting it on social media, but also writing reviews on review sites. And I think there's a lot of talk around about like, how do you write a good review? What does that even mean? As authors, like sometimes we read reviews that are sad to us, but that's different from there. It's a bad review, right? So, and I don't even want to use the word bad review, I guess, but just like, what advice do you have to those people who would like to be reviewing on review sites? Like, how would you define like a good review? How do you write a good review?
For me, it's just always been important to lean in with honesty, because if I'm not being authentic and honest, then that definitely comes across. Like, I have one of those personalities and those faces where I can't hide my emotions. Whatever I feel, it's all over my face. And so I always like to be subjective, because when I rate books, mm-hmm. I don't care about typos. I'm not looking at your grammar. I don't care. I didn't go to school for that. I'm just a stay-at-home mom who loves to read books. So when I read, I'm like, this review is all based off my personal experience and the emotions that I felt while reading the book. And so that is all subjective. So I always make sure to be like, if I didn't like something, I'll be like, I didn't love this, but this is because I come from a place of this, or this is my personal experience with this. And that's just something that I don't personally enjoy. Now, when I approach a review like that, then I think people are like, oh, I actually really do like that thing. I'm going to try and pick up this book. Because when I see other reviewers who do that, I'm like, oh, that's absolutely like right down my alley. Like, they gave it a 2-star, but that is going to be my 5-star. Like, and so when I look at reviews, and there's a big debate about star ratings, which, you know, is a super hot topic right now. And it can be super painful. And as reviewers, we're always anxious because we don't really know what to do. And we don't know. We love you guys so much, but then we're like, okay, I love you, but this one thing, you know, it's like your friendships. Like, you don't love everything about your friendships, but you love them wholeheartedly. So it's just a really sticky situation, but we try our best. And I think subjectivity is like the only golden ticket that I can say that helps run my reviews. Like, I know my opinions aren't God tier, so I hope that you feel that, and we love you, but we're trying our best. So I don't know. Marilee, what do you think?
I agree with you. I think a review needs to be honest, or else what's the point of even putting it up, right? And I think they need to be kind, right? The review's about the book, not about the author. I've seen some that have just made me cringe. But I also love reviews that are helpful for me, that tell me, okay, what did you like about the book? What did you dislike about the book? What tropes are in the book? What is the content like? Because as I'm scanning reviews, that's what I'm looking for. Is this book a good fit for me or not as a reader? And the more that a reviewer can put those kinds of things in, instead of like the grammar and typos, I don't care about that stuff either. And sometimes I think when we write reviews, we feel this pressure. And I know a lot of people don't write reviews because they feel like, oh, I can't write a review. It's too hard. I don't know what to say. You know, we think it has to be this essay or this, you know, the next great American novel. But really, a review can be so simple. It can be short, what you liked, what you didn't like, being straightforward and honest. I think those things are important to me. And also, no spoilers. Please, no spoilers. I just had a book ruined for me last month because there was a plot twist, and the book, a big plot twist, is actually Rachel Kelly Stone's book that released a few months ago.
Oh, yeah.
And I know marked exactly it. I was reading
plot twist you're talking about.
And I just happened to see a review, and in the first line, they were like, oh my word, I can't believe that blank, 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 blank. I was like, oh, that was it. So,
yes.
Please don't put spoilers in your, even if it was exciting, talk about with your, that's what Bookstagram's great for, because you can go into somebody's DMs Lauren, yes. All the time, have you read this book? Did you read it yet? We can chat about it. But yeah, no spoilers in review. Please.
Yeah, I was going to say there's no such thing as a bad review. Like, reviews are so helpful almost no matter what. But I would, after hearing that, I'm like, maybe.
Yeah.
That's probably the one thing that I'd be like, please spoilers. Don't. So, like, because I do feel like as authors, it's a weird position for us to be in too, because we have these teams and we're asking you to help us. But like, you do need to be honest, obviously, with your reviews. And I did a lot of reviewing before I started writing, and there's authors I love that had one book I loved and the next one not as much. And because I didn't realize authors read them at the time, I was just completely honest. And it's hard in the Bookstagram community because you guys actually do know that some authors read them, and that's on us if we want to read them or not, as long as we're not tagged or something. But yeah, so that's a great answer. Thanks, guys.
Yeah
I found the reviews I appreciate our reviewers are those who know how to be honest without being cruel. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where, as authors, like I said, bad review isn't really the right term, but there's not a good one. That's really more the difference. We want people to be honest, but sometimes people are just mean.
And
so I think, and I'm not one who writes reviews, so I don't know how to toe that line, but you can tell when someone crossed it. So
that's
me speaking on behalf of authors. Be honest, but you don't have to be cruel.
Yes, because I think that what people need to remember is a book, when an author writes a book, they put part of themselves into that book, and they willingly then put it out for criticism. And criticism, if it's like you ladies said, I really appreciated this, but this part didn't connect with me, that's great. But if you're getting criticism for things like, I didn't like the audio narrator, or I didn't like the color of the cover, those kinds of things don't belong in a book review. So we just so appreciate hearing your side of the equation, because for you, it's a tricky line to walk too. And you do such an amazing job with it. So thank you so much for sharing your thoughts and your experiences with us. I would just recommend any of our listeners who love books, and I would assume that most of you do, look up Merrily and Lauren. Their Bookstagram sites are so fun, and you all need to see Lauren dance. I'm just putting that out there. And you all need to see the number of books that Merrily has photographs of. It's like mind-boggling. So, ladies, why don't you tell everyone where they can find you?
So my handle on Instagram is Merrily Loves to Read, and Merrily spelled M-A-R-I-L-E-E.
Thank you.
And then mine's just the book script, because I'm very wordy and I can't help.
No, that's perfect. Well, thank you so, so much for joining us. And listeners, we would like to throw a question out to you. Have you ever written a review? Are you a review fan, or do you like looking at mood reels or static post photographs? What kind of book material do you enjoy seeing online? Let us know by leaving a comment on whatever platform you're listening to. Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And don't forget that you can like and subscribe to the podcast on YouTube. And we hope that you will join us again on our next episode of Between the Lines.